working in partnership with the police and the courts. We're also taking action for the first time against the curb crawlers through the change programme that police are looking into. It's not going to be a quick fix. It's going to take a long time to address the underlying issues, but that will help. That's a long-term solution to the problem. We've got a strategy that takes us through the next 3 years, and that addresses everything: protect, pursue, prevent. So we're looking at stopping people getting into the lifestyle in the first place, protecting the local community and the girls that are out working on the streets. I think long-term, we'd like to get in and unpick some of the real problems that are the cause of why the girls are out there in the first place.
The figures show that prostitution's gone up in Doncaster over the last year. What can you do about it?
We're already working in partnership with the police to tackle the issue of sex work in Doncaster. Sex work is a symptom of other things that are going on in the girls' lives, so they're driven out to work on the streets because there is no other option. So to be effective, we've got to tackle the underlying causes. So we've commissioned our outreach provider, and they're out there working with the girls and starting to unpick those problems and hopefully help the girls to get out of the issues that they're in.
It's been a 61% rise over the last year. How do you feel about that figure?
It is a figure that's concerning because it's affecting the lives of local residents. But we are encouraging residents to report every issue that they see, so that may account for why the reports have gone up. It's worrying as well because there's vulnerable girls out there on the street, and we want to support those and help them get out of the lifestyle.
How do you feel about Hallam FM putting a spotlight, I guess, on the issue in Doncaster?
I think it's been a real benefit. It's opened up a debate. We know that it's a problem for residents, and we accept that and understand it. We are working towards it, and we'd reassure residents that we are listening to their concerns. But I think the report over the last week or so has shown a lot of different angles to the situation, and it's put a spotlight on the girls for the first time, and it's let their voice be heard. I do think they feel like they're marginalised and forgotten about, and really, they want to be out of sex work as much as the residents want them to be out of sex work.